Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's some serious Texas blues lyrics, man. Frank. 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Eric Cole. He's one of the top cybersecurity experts on the planet, and we're talking about the fact, folks, that in my opinion, Eric, and I've been saying this, and I have been saying this for 10 to 15 years, at least 10, maybe 12, 15 years ago, I started saying America is in World War III with countries like Russia, China, North Korea, Iran. We're in World War III with them, and it's not a Cold War, that they have invaded us. They are invading us, and they're taking our secrets back with them. It's hurting us. Meanwhile, and this is the other point that I was making, and it's even being more amplified now. Meanwhile, our government seems to not take it seriously and do nothing about it. Why? How in the world could we be at war with real enemies invading us, hurting us, and without any response? Eric, I don't understand. What's happening?
It's just an ignorance of the overall area of cybersecurity. People in Congress and even a lot of business owners that I talk to, they don't think they're a target. They don't think it's going to happen to them. And they don't think cybersecurity is their problem. But the thing that I will tell you, and you're spot on, Jim, is this attack with SolarWinds is the tip of the iceberg. It has been happening for a long time. Most of our government systems, many of our nuclear reactors in the United States have been compromised by foreign adversaries.
Wow.
But people are just not aware, and they're looking the other way.
How close, and I'm gonna go out on the edge here a little bit, Eric. How close could they be to shutting down our grid?
Very close. Yeah, and they could do it, but here's the but. This is sort of like in the Cold War. The Russians had enough nuclear weapons to destroy us. And we had enough nuclear weapons to destroy them. So
MAD, it's called MAD, Mutually Assured Destruction. So,
yeah, but the good news is, well, if we call it good news, we're in their systems too. So when it comes to Russia, we're actually in pretty good shape because we're in their systems, they're in our system, and there's sort of equal respect there. The one you got to be careful about, because they're in our systems, but they probably have the best security and we're not in their systems, is North Korea.
How about Iran?
Iran, we're actually pretty good too. We're in their system
We can't assume that they've got the same motivations as Russia. I mean, Iran, they're so ideological religiously that they're liable to blow everything up just so they can all go to heaven. I mean, these people are crazy, and as you say, the North Koreans, they got nothing to lose.
Exactly. Everyone's been focusing, like with North Korea, on their weapons, and they say they're going to begin weapon testing and all that. To me, that's just a fake pump. They don't have enough money, resources, or expertise. I don't think a nuclear threat from the North Koreans is possible. What they're doing
right.
is building out their cyber threat.
Right.
And what people don't realize is cyber weapons can do more destruction and loss of life than a nuclear
weapon
can.
That's right. And so let me ask you a question. Could North Korea become the stalking horse, the Trojan horse, the useful idiot for China, where they don't get blamed, but they benefit?
Yes, and that's already happening. And it's funny you brought up Iran before, but that's what they were doing. So a year ago, we were looking at where attacks were coming from, and we noticed that no cyber attacks were coming from Iran. And we're scratching our heads going, this doesn't make sense. It turns out the Iranians were smart enough. They were breaking into China and using China to break into us. So 12% of the attacks coming from China were actually coming from Iran.
So China was Iran's zombie? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, folks. It's really not funny, but it is amazing. But this is the kind of mayhem that's going on in the cloud that the average person is totally unaware of, but the only thing we can do, folks, is put people in Washington who understand this and take it seriously. But which member of Congress did you listen to in your own district, in your own state, who brought any of this up last year? I bet there wasn't a single one that brought any of this up. Eric, what do you think? Republicans or Democrats?
And it's frustrating because, this is bipartisan, so it's both sides. But what's frustrating to me is you have these younger members of Congress that should understand technology and know how it works. And I was excited initially because I'm like, okay, they're going to bring technology awareness because let's face it, some of these senators and House of Representatives that are over 70, they never really worked with tech and understanding.
Right.
But these younger folks coming in, all they care about is socialism and giving stuff away for free. They're not really caring about the number one threat to our country, which is cybersecurity.
Right. Yeah. This is it, folks. And you know, Eric, in my book, The Third Ingredient, what we're talking about is something that I included in the end of my book. And folks, if you want to get scared to death, you might want to go check that out. Find one in a library or something. You don't have to buy it. You can probably go read about it on my website for free. Some of the elements are there. Most of the chapters are there. 10 Tail, right back with Dr. Eric Cole. We're going to talk about what you and I can do to protect ourselves after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.